So we have two more things before we go on and continue to the presentation for tonight. The first thing is a few words of poetry from a young brother from the United States of America. So we are going to go ahead and invite him. Let's go ahead and invite Sayyid Hussein Zaidi from Houston, Texas, United States of America, who's going to put forth a few words of poetry with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lady of heaven, lady of light, in a world of darkness, she was the light. Showed us how to truly put up a fight. She showed us how to truly put up a fight. Against who though? The tyrants of the time. And this was when their power was at its prime, when they tortured the Ahlul Bayt in their free time and their downtime. Lady of heaven, lady of light, in a world of darkness, she was the light. Showed us how to truly put up a fight. She showed us how to truly put up a fight. Against who though? The tyrants of the time. And this was when their power was at its prime, when they tortured the Ahlul Bayt in their free time and their downtime. But this woman showed true courage. Now I might have gone into the musiba a little bit, but today is not the day for it. So let's bring it back. Umme Abiha, mother of her father, what an honor, peace and blessings be upon her. She was Al-Radiya, she was Al-Mardiya, content with the Lord's will. She is the one who would fulfill the spot of her mother when her father was ill. Umme Abiha, mother of her father, what an honor, peace and blessings be upon her. She was Al-Radiya, Al-Mardiya, content with the Lord's will. She is the one who would fulfill her mother's place when her father was ill. She was Al-Naqiyya, the pure and genuine, Al-Fadila, virtuous, Al-Mutahara, purified, Al-Tabiyya, pure, Al-Rashida, mature and wise. And is it really a surprise? The way she acted in Shaykh Abi Talib, when everyone was in a state of panic, she was a backbone for her father, truly an ideal daughter. She was Al-Haniya, merciful, she would always give to the needy, and no one, not even one person can say she was greedy. Al-Mahdiya, she was guided. But look, who really am I to talk about Fatima? What do I know? But what I do know is that if it wasn't for this holy personality, the world wouldn't know humanity. And some of our biggest ulama wouldn't have their mentalities. Because of her, we have seen the realities and the brutalities. To define loyalty, we need to take a look at her life. We need to take a look at her life because she was the best daughter and she was the best wife. She stuck by the Prophet's side and she never felt pride. And she never felt pride because she knew that's where heaven resides. The message of Allah is always what she conveyed. The message of Allah is always what she conveyed. Only the best ikhlaq is what she displayed. And if it wasn't for her, the world wouldn't have been made. A perfect image of Islam is what she portrayed. And I said this before and I'll repeat it again. This woman is Umme Abiha, Al-Radiya, Al-Mardiya, Al-Naqiya, Al-Fadila, Al-Mutahara, Al-Tayyiba, Al-Rashida, Al-Haniya, Al-Mahdiya, and last but not least, Sayyidatina Sa'ila Al-Amin, Bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, Salawat.